In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. As we have been with Jesus on this journey around the Galilee and now for some weeks on the way to Jerusalem, we've listened as he's talked about and demonstrated the life of discipleship. We've encountered lessons and examples and parables about hospitality, about welcoming and helping strangers, about lost sheep, about visiting prisoners, lost coins, prodigal sons, the rich man, and one dead guy named Lazarus. Is it any wonder why the disciples cry out, "Increase our faith"? For much of the gospel, Jesus has questioned the faith of the disciples. "You have such little faith," he says often. "Where is your faith," he says, "on the stormy sea?" So it's only natural that they cry out, give us more faith. "Increase it, please," they seem to cry, "so we can have a chance to succeed at this new way of living to which we've been called." It's a familiar cry. Whenever the church is faced with challenges, we say, "We need more. We need more resources. We need more planning. We need more people. We need more money. We need more seats in the church. We need more spaces in the parking lot. More of just about everything before we can possibly do what Jesus has called us to do." No doubt each one of us knows just how the disciples are feeling. We put off participating in Bible study until we know more about the Bible. We step back from serving on the vestry, or teaching Sunday school, or taking communion to the homebound until we have more time. We put off increasing our pledge until we're making just a little bit more money. It's not hard to tap into these feelings of needing more before listening to the response that Jesus makes to the disciples' request. And Jesus' response exemplifies his way of encouraging, challenging, and it's shaping us in the life of discipleship. He says we do not need to increase our faith. We just need the tiniest bit of faith imaginable. Faith as small as a mustard seed is enough. Enough to take the next step. Enough to live as a disciple. Enough to trust that God's power is already at work in us. The Catechism in the Book of Common Prayer reminds us that we are to bear witness to Christ wherever we may be, and according to the gifts given us, to carry on Christ's work of reconciliation in the world. To carry on the work of Christ, bringing reconciliation to the world. That's the calling placed upon every baptized Christian. And what a calling that is. Because there's such a pressing need for reconciliation in our world today. The pressure is brought to bear on the lives of so many by the stress and strain under which our economic system is presently suffering. Wars in which tens of thousands lose their lives in pursuit of goals that are both ill-defined and seemingly unattainable. Political systems that too often push people further and further to the extremes rather than drawing them together towards some type of unity. Yet reconciliation is not only about the great conflicts of nations, it's also about the everyday fracture in our own lives, the family relationship that's been wounded and left unattended, the co-worker we avoid, the neighbor whose views we dismiss, the community we stereotype or keep at arm's length. Faith the size of a mustard seed can move us toward those conversations, those gestures of kindness, those first steps towards healing. The work that God has given us to do is the work of Christ. Reconciliation in our world, great and small, it's the work of a lifetime, but it's not an impossible task. To begin requires only the smallest seed of faith. Increase our faith, the disciples pled with Jesus. Give us more. They think more is the answer, and we often think the same. But Jesus challenges us to trust that what we already have, to trust the gifts that God has already placed within us. Jesus tells us that the kingdom of God is at hand. It is always at hand. We can reach out and touch it. We can feel its nearness and participate in its fullness. Our task is to help create a society where any person, young or old, who feels alone, hopeless, or lost, can discover in the body of Christ a community of radical hospitality where no one need feel alone. I'll say that again. Our task is to help create a society where any person who feels alone, hopeless, or lost can discover in the body of Christ a community of radical hospitality where no one need feel alone. A community where forgiveness is offered, where compassion is practiced daily, where service is not an obligation, but a joy. A community that dares to hope for a world where every child of God is nurtured and accepted for who they are. For within the body of Christ, no one need ever be lost. If we carry even the tiniest seed of faith, God's will can and will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That's what Jesus is telling us. Faith the size of a seed of mustard is enough. Enough to bring hope where there is despair. Enough to create reconciliation where there is division. Enough to remind a lonely soul that they need not be forgotten. And enough to move a mulberry tree into the ocean. So let us not wait until we think we have more. Let us begin in trust that with what God has already given. And then watch how God takes even that smallest seed of faith and grows it into something far greater than we could ever ask for or imagine.